این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. Everyone should realize that the world superpower's aim to create Israel does not end in the occupation of Palestine. They plan, heaven forbid, extending the fate of Palestine to all Arab countries. If every Muslim throws a bucket of water on Israel, Israel will be washed away. It is the intonation of Allahu Akbar, the cry of our nation, that disappointed the Shah in Iran and would disappoint the usurpers in Palestine.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRibe English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. On the subject of Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "We are on the side of the oppressed, whichever pole they may be in. The Palestinians are oppressed by the Israelis. Therefore, we side with them." Well, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh understood the depth of the Palestinian issue. He called for the movement in defense of Palestine and the world's oppressed people. He viewed the issue of Palestine as a fundamental and strategic Muslim world issue. And of course, the Islamic Revolution of Iran and its leadership have always supported all oppressed people's struggles against the world arrogance. But Palestine has a special place in this. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh always considered returning to Islam and uniting as a prerequisite to saving Palestine and blocking Zionism's expansionist plans. Consequently, while stressing that the main goal of Israel is the destruction of Islam, he repeatedly called on the Muslims to put aside all their differences, including the religious ones.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Even though the majority of the Arabs and Muslims living in Palestine belong to the Sunni sect, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, in his role as Shi'i jurisprudent and marja', did not refuse them any kind of help. He considered the issue of Palestine as one that was related to the very existence of Islam and stressed that it was a problem which concerned the Islamic world as a whole. He encouraged all Muslims to extend their help to the Palestinians. He held that the necessary requirement for being able to adopt a basic stance on Israel and pursue a serious struggle against it are that the people, while being aware of the facts, should at the same time not be stricken with consumption, fever, and should trust their leaders to the extent that they go along and should trust their leaders to the extent that they go along and cooperate with them. Thank you very much, dear listeners. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Spring of the Truth, and until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.